Welcome to the second class on psychic development, practical aspect. We spoke about how useful it is to be psychic, and everybody is psychic. Children are very psychic at young age, and we actually are living in a world now and going into a world that is more and more psychic. So the opening to the psychic is becoming stronger and stronger, and it's happening also the way people are communicating. There is a lot of communication via the internet, via Facebook, via texting. So in order to understand each other very well, we actually tune into the other. We use a lot of psychic skill so that we're actually understanding what the other person is saying. So we're sort of really getting the message. Essentially, the psychic role, the role of the psychic, is veneration, devotion. So we begin to find answers. We want to really kind of answer questions because we have a need. So initially, the psychic development is very focused on ourselves, finding out if we can actually know things from deep within instead of having to trust the voices on the outside. As this conversation on the inner planes is beginning, we are able to connect. And this connecting is really what love is about. The communion, to be in communion, in union, in community and in union with the others, with the other beings, with not just the people that we know, with places, with nature, with so much more beings that are living in other existences, because we have to understand that there is no limit to the psychic. It encompasses all of creation. It is the path of the heart that is made out of dark and light. The heart is right in the middle of our body. It is above the base chakra and is below the crown chakra. So it is a place of mixed light. And as we move through the psychic realm, there are certain things that we have to take into consideration. And that is to recognize when we are going into a bad neighborhood. And as you're becoming sensitive to vibrations and energies, which is the practical part of learning to become more and more sensitive, to read energies, to navigate oneself through life, then you are also protected because you're becoming aware when you're responding to this feeling of that there's something not right. I should better not go down the street. I should better not enter this restaurant. I should better not talk to this person or not take this job. You become aware of psychic timing, of divine timing, better said, knowing when to make a move in whatever you want to do or not to do. And in that sense, it's not just about having answers, because in the beginning, when you're very identified with your ego mind, the mind always has questions and is very logical, very linear, always wants an answer to things. You will notice that you're going to become more psychic when you are resting in the sense of communion, interconnectedness, and you're just feeling warm and connected, and you're cultivating high level of attention to keep it very luminous, to connect with the luminous parts of the universe, one could say, because the psychic realm has also the very dark ones. There's everything. I mean, it's the darkest of darkest that you can access there as well. And you will become conscious of what people are made of and how they are multidimensionally connecting to these different parts on the astral realm. You will be able to talk to a person and you will recognize if that person is connected to, let's say, simply say angelic realms or the darker realms. And you can make decisions, you know, based on that, how you relate to that person or not want to relate to that person, or how to navigate it, how to close yourself off in some ways and watch that and set up boundaries. And essentially, to be psychic is continuously evolving, which means is that you're not going to just look for answering the questions you have. Then you're going to feel the communion with things And then you are going to move into a very high state eventually one day where you feel devotion, where your heart opens and you're beginning to contribute a tremendous amount of devotion. You're beginning to see the totality of that which you're connecting, and you are responding and relating to a embodiment of divinity of some sort, because the psychic realm is a personal realm. If you go up to the third eye, that's an impersonal realm. And the psychic realm is where we relate to an other. Like I said, it's the realm of love. So you will be relating to some form of deity, god, goddess, angel, something sacred. Even if it's just a feeling or it's a plane that you go to and visit, that is something that you will feel will nourish you the most eventually when you are looking forward to being in devotion to that. Because essentially it's what you are joining with, the most sacred. You are joining and finding union within yourself. It is the realm where the masculine and the feminine come into union. There is like a marriage that takes place. And in that marriage, both the masculine and the feminine and the heart remain in their own role as masculine and feminine. It's almost like a figure eight you could think of as a symbol for the heart. Whereas when you move into third eye, the masculine and the feminine are erasing each other, becoming something new. There's a second marriage in that realm. And in that sense, we continuously grow deeper, deeper, more profoundly in the psychic realm and merge into the spiritual evolution where everything becomes one light.